comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
Yeah, here comes the sun. We deserve it. This rain was certainly a welcome gift to farmers, although I've had a few texts where in some areas of the province, 5.5 inches of rain, it's enough already. Others would love to see a dumping of rain like that. But generally, even here in the city, I think we're all loving how our lawns are looking greener, the trees are blooming, and everyone's just eager. After last long weekend being so cold and not really enjoying it in the backyard, I think this weekend, when the sun comes out, many will be eager to jump into the backyard, putz around, maybe work on the bedding plants, and if the garden's dried up enough, work through that too. But I know this Saturday morning, I intend to do a little of that around the yard. However, the afternoon will be spent as MC. At the Alzheimer's Walk, which is coming up, we do this every year. If you haven't already registered, you can go to the Alzheimer website, alzheimers.ca, and look for a walk right here in Regina this Saturday. All the funds raised stay right here, too. And we'll be in front of the ledge at about noon, so you can walk up and register in person. And at 1 o'clock, we'll take a spin around the lake. It's a nice afternoon. Hope to see you there. In years past, I've joined my family, and we also hit up the annual pierogi walk run in the town of Momart. I love going to Momart. I can't this year because of the Alzheimer's walk. It's just too tight, the turnaround time for me. But yes, Momart, the Paris of the Prairies. Yes, there's a mini Eiffel Tower there if you've never been. They're hosting the, I believe this is the 22nd annual pierogi run this Saturday morning. I know some of my family members are headed out there without me to run and enjoy the big pierogi feast after the lunch. Or after the walk, rather. So lots going on around the city. It's a big AAA tournament over the Real District, too. Some teams from out of province, I understand, too. So some of the hotels and restaurants going to be a little extra busy as well. The Cathedral Village Arts Festival, that really cranks up tonight and just gets stronger through Friday and Saturday. Organizers are going to pop by here shortly and tell you all about that, too. Some of the headlines this morning, well, if Canada Post and their union don't take a deal today, workers could hit the picket lines tomorrow. Last time they were on strike, it lasted about a month, right, just before Christmas. Regina City Council barely broke out the black marker and started hacking some numbers back to save us some money. One cut is from the mosquito control budget. So I guess we'll all be cursing them in a few weeks after this latest rain. And they're shaving revenue from transit, too. And, of course, it's Thursday. Mayor Chad Baczynski will be here for his weekly visit this morning right after the 6:30 news. And, of course, I'm going to share how upset I am about my property tax notice. Everyone's getting them in the mail this week. I'm paying, like, more than $700 more than I was last year. Some of you paying even more and really shocked at your property taxes. Oh, and tonight, the start of summer blockbuster season really cranking up. Mission Impossible! Final Reckoning Part 2 opens up in advanced screenings tonight. Lots of social media shares of the making of those moments in the movie where you see in the trailer, he's there on the wing of a biplane.
I can't imagine how physically punishing it was for Tom to be on the wing. The wind distorts your vision. It's almost impossible to breathe.
I got my tickets to go see it on the big screen of the Cranmer IMAX on Saturday. I can't wait. And coming up next with Kevin Martell, it is the longest sentence ever given in Saskatchewan for sex crimes against kids. Richard Dyke off to jail for 17 years, and RCMP have said the children were as young as 18 months old. And said the Dyke came into contact with some of the victims at a home-based daycare that was being operated by his wife. More on this story ahead with Kevin Martell. So where's no class if you are wrong? In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and bitty, gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your class? Moment ago, I was talking about how my property tax notice came in the mail, probably like yours, and I'm over $700 more through the year than I was last year. pretty big hike. And many of you are texting, like Sean of Regina said, he's paying $100 more a month than he was before, too, and can't understand these increases. He says, do we need a new library or Lawson at these rates? Thank you, Sean, for weighing in. It's frustrating, that's for sure. Maybe the city's got to find extra resources. You know, hold like the whole council and the mayor could stand out there on a Saturday morning and wash our cars, fundraise. Yeah, I'll challenge the mayor to that one, maybe. He's coming in after the 6:30 news. Yeah, we got to find some outside revenue resources here to stop this from happening. Day 9 of Ryder training camp yesterday. That's another injury on that offensive line. Head coach Corey Mace said center Philip Gagnon is out.
Fortunately, he ended up tearing his bicep, so it's just unfortunate. You know, it didn't look like much. That's just the way it went.
Doris bicep. I don't think I've ever done anything in my life that would ever get anything close to come in to do that. But hey, he's an athlete, and man, he's hoping to get back. But they haven't said how long he'll be out, Gagnon. But he was taking reps behind another fallen soldier in Sean McEwen, too, who's out. So Riders have one more full day of practice left in Saskatoon, and then a walkthrough Friday, and they're off to Winnipeg for pregame, preseason game. 2 o'clock our time on Saturday. Oh, yeah, one other reminder. The Saskatchewan Rush, they're going to take on the Buffalo Bandits on the road. And that is on TSN this Saturday afternoon, 2:30 our time, if you want to set your PVR. One other football note. Yesterday, the league, the NFL, voted on whether or not to eliminate the tush push.
Hurts getting a little push.
The tush push.
Push, push, and the tush.
A double cheek push here.
Push, push, and the tush.
And today's vote on the tush push seals the fate for this season.
And the vote is push on. Yeah, barely. Okay, enough of the music. Thank you. That was kind of tacky, I know. But after league owners failed to ban the tush push, the Philadelphia Eagles, excited, they can still use it. They're the ones who get credit for perfecting it, I guess. They use social media to say, push on. It's where the quarterback takes a snap under center and drives forward while teammates push him from behind in a kind of like in a rugby scrum, right? But yeah, they're not going to eliminate it. Oilers blew it on the road last night. It was a 6-3 final in favor of the Dallas Stars. Oilers were up 3-1. I was thinking, okay, it's not like they're going to come back. I thought they'd score another, but I didn't expect to see what happened in the third. The Stars come back. Dallas first tie in the game at 3, then taking the lead as the Oilers of Evander Kane sat in the penalty box after a high sticking penalty.
Ranted and shot comes to Dushady and a wide open goal, and they score!
Never got momentum back. Dallas scoring 3 power play goals in the third. And now Oiler fans not likely having a full leaf meltdown here as a fan. It's only one game. Coach Knobloch said it was humbling.
Well, you know, we were shorthanded for about 6 minutes of the third period. That makes it a little more difficult to come back. I just think we took a step back. Obviously, they had the momentum, the energy from the crowd. We're going to have to put this one behind us and move on. We've had some heartbreaking losses in the playoffs, and we've been able to rebound nicely and not worry too much about it.
Remember, Oiler fans, we gave up 7 power play goals to the LA Kings in the first 3 games of Series 1. We even lost the first 2 games before we came back to take that series. Oh, and sure, some of you are going to say, but this is Dallas. They're way better. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. But go ahead. Poke fun if you want. Text away. Any thoughts this morning? 1-877-300-7275. I am not giving up on the Oilers. They will win the series.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Postal workers may not be walking. If there is a strike, the union issuing a 72-hour strike notice on Tuesday. And the midnight deadline is looming for Friday night. Canada Post says the new offer addresses several concerns, including a wage increase over 4 years. But the union says the corporation is trying to change some hard-fought collective agreement rights they had, with one key sticking point being apparently a proposal to add part-time workers to allow for 7 days a week delivery. And a postal strike may seem insignificant for some who say, I don't use mail anymore. But you know what? There are a lot of small businesses who count on it for deliveries. One such business actually is my next guest. Tim Iannone owns Iannone's Footwear and Shoe Clinic on 13th in the Cathedral District. His store just hit a momentous occasion, so I thought I'd invite Tim on for some slick small business advice, because whatever he's doing, it's working. 65 years, that's pretty impressive for a mom-and-pop store. Tim, happy 65th anniversary, buddy. Wow.
Well, thank you so very much, Greg. Yeah, it's quite a feat, pun intended.
Iannone's Footwear started 65 years ago. How?
My dad started the store on June 26, 1960, and you know, times were much different back then, Greg. He was working for other people and, you know, they were cutting his commission as he was doing sales and stuff like that. He was thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? He used to coffee with a gentleman that worked in a bank. And the guy said, Nick, you find a place and I'll help you out. And he did. And you just don't see that anymore in today's society. I mean, if you want to go to a bank, you basically have to have the money before you go.
I don't know how many businesses have survived, Tim, 65 years. Are you aware of many in our city that have gone as long?
You know, I'm not really aware of it. It is something that's not easy because a lot can go on in 65 years, and a lot of it is stuff that's beyond your control. So for us, there's a lot of things that go into surviving that long in terms of having the right products and services, staying relevant, giving good value. You know, there's things that you got to have a little luck and fortune too, Greg, to last that long. It's nice to see, and people are supporting us, and that's also nice to see.
Well, it's terrific to see, and I bet there are others who have survived a lengthy amount of time too. What has made your business so successful, Tim?
I think what's made us successful is, number one, you have to have products and services that people really want, okay? And two, over that period of time, you have to stay relevant. If we sold the same shoes we sold 40 years ago, we wouldn't be around. And then you have to give good value. But I think our niche, Greg, has really been our customer service. You have to be living it every day. And for me, I tell my staff, every customer that comes through that door, whether they buy something or not, we want to give them the best experience so that they can go out and tell others. It's an opportunity to grow the business.
Good small business lessons right there for sure. Yeah. Tim, when I've been in your store, you told me previously that it's all about coming into the store and feeling the shoe, putting it on your foot, making sure it's the right size. Yet, we can't deny online. How about this Canada Post strike that's looming? Is that something you're concerned about as a small business owner?
Well, I am concerned about it, not just for our store, but for the many small businesses. We're almost a dying breed, but definitely it's very important to be able to get your wares out to people. We don't do tons and tons of mail-outs, although we do mail to, you know, all provinces in Canada at times, but it's very important for a lot of businesses. So I hope things can get resolved.
I know I hear people say, Canada Post, I don't use Canada Post anymore. Well, you'd be surprised how many people rely on its services for just that reason. Tim Iannone, he has been going for 65 years. How many of those years are yours after taking from your dad?
I took over 30 years ago this year, Greg, and I can't really even believe it, how the time has flown by. You know, I graduated from McGill University and I was out in the working world. It just wasn't working the way I wanted it to. And, you know, a lot of people thought I was crazy. What, you're taking over your dad's shoe store when you've been gone and got yourself educated in that? But really, it's been a great decision. And we just continued to grow and grow. And my mom came into the business and my brother, my wife. Now my daughter's in the business, my youngest daughter. It's been a real great experience. It's a lot of work, but it's very fulfilling, too.
Your kids working on grandchildren to be the next step or what?
Not yet, but let's hope so.
Get to it. You can't let this chain break, my friend. Cathedral Village Arts Festival is underway. You're right in the heart of it there, Iannone's Footwear. Is this festival something that you prosper from?
We do, Greg. I think it's a wonderful festival. You know, it showcases local artists, musicians, merchants from all over. It really brings the community together and let people know how vibrant the cathedral area is. Tens of thousands of people out front of your door. It's just excellent because we have a lot of great, excellent local stores in the cathedral area.
Well, Tim, I hope at least 10,000 people walk through your door Saturday and say, happy 65th anniversary, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. We really appreciate it. And to all the people that have supported us over the years, we couldn't do it without them. And And we don't take it for granted either. We're just going to continue to work hard and do the best we can do.
Thank you, Tim. City Council's going ahead and planning to redevelop the old Taylor Field site. They had a council meeting yesterday. Mayor Chapuscinski will be here after the 6:30 news. We'll go over everything, including how they hacked away at some of the budget to save some money. But they're also taking away about $44,000 from the mosquito control budget. And right away, I think, oh, I'm getting itchy just thinking about after all this rain, how many mosquitoes are coming at us here. And they got another $500,000 from the Transit Fleet Reserve. More details ahead with Mayor Chad Bashinsky. Oilers lost last night. I don't know. How do you win 40 minutes of the hockey game with McDavid flying out there but lose by three? Well, they found a way. It's called the penalty box. Stuart Skinner said it was a little humbling to lose like that.
Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow for sure. I mean, you just can't be doing that, especially playoff time, especially against a team like this. They know how to score goals, obviously. Mature team, so... I know that we have that in us as well, and we've done it many, many times. So just, let it slip for a little bit, and we'll get back at it for sure.
It's only one game. The Oilers will rally tomorrow night. They're back in action. Of course, game two in the Eastern Conference tonight. Panthers won the first game in Carolina. Big movie opening tonight in Regina. The eighth and allegedly final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise. Advanced screenings begin tonight, even at the Kramer IMAX Theater, where I got my tickets for Saturday. Mission Impossible. Cruise was like 34 when he started these movies. He's now 62. He still looks about 40. We've seen the trailers everywhere lately where he's actually hanging on the wings of a biplane like 10,000 feet up in the air. But he said the most dangerous stunt of the movie is the big finale, the underwater scene in the submarine. He said that was tougher than the biplane.
Oh, without question. It was, we had to develop the mask and companies that actually, there's technology. We're inventing technology when we're doing these movies. And it takes years of preparation. One movie goes into the next. Like if you look at the aerial sequences that I've done and started all the way back from Top Gun, the very first Top Gun has an influence here. The underwater sequence goes all the way back to Legend, which was my very first underwater sequence. So different films, like what Disney did with Fantasia, okay, that had a big effect on my storytelling. And Singing in the Rain, seeing Gene Kelly move, and how you can accomplish development of character and story through motion, through music. That's been my life. It's like I learn one thing here and then I take it to the next. Different kinds of forms of storytelling, different genres, and that is my life.
When I listen to that, you understand he just likes making movies. And he makes good movies. Mission Impossible 8 in theaters this weekend. Also, Disney's live action, Lilo and Stitch, opens up. That should be a big moneymaker too. CJME News Time Now is 6:27.